WJTL Jordan Feliz changed David Crowder Band over a thousand tongues. Good morning, it's 7:04.
And Lisa Landis wants to keep you company on the drive home 3 to 7. She has weekday features that include the Tuesday Twin Spin and Winning Wednesday and the Friday 5 o'clock request and dedication hour. You can take WJTL with you on the afternoon drive Monday through Friday from 3 until 7.
And during this time of social distancing, we've been asking our guests, rather than coming to the Junction Center, to call in. This morning, our very special guest is the Executive Director of Real Life Community Services. It's Rod Redke. Good morning, Rod.
Morning, Fred. I really do miss giving you a big hug and sitting down and chatting, but we'll make this work.
We miss seeing you as well. Anybody you want to say hello to this morning?
Just say hi to all the residents in Denver Borough as your mayor. Good morning, my wife and daughters who are just getting out of bed. Good morning. Hope you guys have a great day.
So tell us all about Real Life Community Services and what you guys do, Rod.
Sure, Fred. Real Life Community Services, we started back in 2009 to reach out to at-risk youth. It quickly developed into helping families in need. We found there's a direct correlation between at-risk and families in need. So we started helping folks with their food and providing help with their electric bill and just trying to get things by. And then just kind of evolved, and we did in 2015 did a needs assessment in our community and realized there's so many more social needs that are available. We just merged and kind of evolved into the social service organization for the school district of Cocalico in northern Lancaster County here. And we do so many great things in helping those needs. We have social services, our social worker. We hired back in 2016. We do power packs, food distribution. We serve over 50 families, a couple bags of groceries every single week during school, which is really important now. We have our youth development programs, the youth center, Lighthouse Youth Center. We have campus programs at Cocalico. We also have a transitional home for moms coming out of the Good Samaritan shelter in Ephrata, giving the mom an extra year of care with a social worker and a mentor to help that mom get back on her feet and thrive. And we also just recently opened up the new Declaration House, which is a $3.5 million capital campaign project we did, just completed back in August, which is a building downtown Denver. We renovated the old Denver House, and now has the building has a three-story building that has 10 apartments for families in need, an office for us at Real Life with where we can meet with our clients now, and also Welsh Mountain Health Centers opened up a medical center for medical care, dental care, behavioral health counseling services for everyone, including those who are Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances, and cash customers as well. And now we had some retail space. We actually had a local grocery store open up a second location and deli here in the building, that Willow Creek Discount Grocer, which is incredible, offering food, discounted food to everyone in our community, first time in decades that we have a grocery store in downtown Denver. And then we recently have started Cocalico Cares, which is a group that has come together to provide interest into getting volunteers together to make our community a better place, a Communities That Care model. So it's incredible to see how everything is coming together for us here in this community.
Man, it's incredible, because I know this has been a long time coming. You started out small. You just continue to add services to meet the needs of folks in the Denver area. How can our listeners get involved with what you're doing, and how can they pray?
Yeah, please, you know, continue to pray for God's guidance and direction for us during these difficult times. Obviously, we know there's going to be more families who are in need, and just pray that God will provide the resources for us to help these families, that we will the support services that we have partnered with will continue to operate with the Northern Lancaster Hub of Social Services. That is a collaboration of now 24 different nonprofit organizations coming together to address the needs here in Northern Lancaster County and the Denver and Ephrata area. Just pray for those group of organizations to continue to work and continue to receive resources to better connect and better help these families with those resources. And continue, again, to give us wisdom to know how to navigate these difficult times as we're going into.
And
also get onto our website, www.reallcs.org, for more information. We'd love to get to partner with more folks to get more resources to these families.
Coming up, we're going to talk with Rod Moore about Real Life Community Services. We'll find out about their upcoming spring banquet that has been rescheduled to May. We'll give you all those details. In the meantime, visit online, reallcs.org, reallcs.org. Music also on the way. Big Daddy.